新东方大鱼英语学习丛书，脱页听力全真模拟1000题。
Jim's TOEIC Listening Test. Test 1.
Listening Test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into 4 parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to 4 short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Look at the example item below. Now listen to the 4 statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. They're rowing the boat together. B. They're lifting the rubber boat. C. They're sitting at the water's edge. D. They're swimming in the lake. Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Passengers are waiting at the airport.
B.
There are planes flying overhead.
C.
The airplanes are parked at the gate.
D.
The planes have already landed.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The computer monitor is under the desk.
B.
The shelves are filled with books.
C.
There are books neatly arranged on top of the desk.
D.
Papers are stacked on the floor.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
One woman is leaning back in her chair.
B.
The man is handing some documents to the woman.
C.
The people are sorting out the documents together.
D.
The man is looking over some papers.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
They are serving food to the others.
B.
They are preparing food in the kitchen.
C.
They are arranging the plates on the table.
D.
They are helping themselves to some food.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
He's getting on the subway.
B.
He's reading a notice on the wall of the train station.
C.
He's strolling along the track.
D.
He's standing alone on the platform.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by 3 possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
Where is the meeting room?
You will also hear A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7.
Why did you get back from your trip so early?
A. Because the meeting got cancelled. B. Next Friday at the earliest. C. I'll be taking the train. Number 8. Will you be attending the seminar, or do you have too much work? A.
No, I will attend to it later.
B.
I will definitely be there.
C.
Sorry, but I didn't see it.
Number 9.
Why don't you invite John to your party?
A.
No, he isn't.
B.
Sure, I will be there.
C.
That's a good idea.
Number 10.
Could you show me where the men's sportswear section is?
A.
I like sports too.
B.
Go up to the next floor.
C.
At 2 o'clock.
Number 11. How long is the drive to Tokyo from here? A.
Every other week.
B.
It's a great place.
C.
Roughly an hour.
Number 12.
Who is going to attend Mr. McKenzie's retirement party?
A.
He has not arrived yet.
B.
Let's go right now.
C.
Everyone except Jill.
Number 13.
Would you like to reserve the larger hall for the event?
A.
Yes, I've already completed it.
B.
It's bigger than the others.
C.
Yes, that would be fine.
Number 14. The bonuses will be paid this month, won't they? A.
Yes, they will.
B.
No, I paid the bill last month.
C.
Payday is this Friday.
Number 15. Should I go over the material once again before showing it to the client? A.
That'd be a wise thing to do.
B.
He is expected to show up soon.
C.
It's about our new product.
Number 16.
What does he do for a living?
A.
No, he moved last week.
B.
He does it all the time.
C.
He's an accountant.
Number 17. Will you call the travel agency now or later? A.
Actually, I called them yesterday.
B.
Yes, I travel a lot.
C.
The flight should arrive soon.
Number 18.
Don't you need this note for your presentation?
A.
Thanks, I almost forgot about it.
B.
Actually, there was nobody present.
C.
No, I didn't take notes during the speech.
Number 19. Where should I put this box of ink cartridges, Miss Fujimoto? A.
At the local stationery store.
B.
Put it in the next room.
C.
She is the receptionist.
Number 20.
Who is good with computers?
A.
Yes, it is very good.
B.
The software came with it.
C.
John is the person you are looking for.
Number 21.
Won't we have to use the overhead projector at the meeting?
A.
Yes, I will set it up soon.
B.
It is a big project.
C.
I'll head over right now.
Number 22. Where do you keep the sales report? A.
Yes, I will.
B.
To the manager.
C.
In the filing cabinet.
Number 23.
Do you want to proofread this proposal, or would you prefer typing up the summary?
A. Thank you, that would be very nice of you. B. Either is okay with me. C. Yes, I read it over twice. Number 24. Didn't you back up the work on your computer? A.
No, I came through the front door.
B.
No, I forgot all about it.
C.
I will give it back to you today.
Number 25.
Could you let me know your decision later today?
A.
I will give you a ring by 5 o'clock.
B.
I'm sure it will not be too late.
C.
It could go either way.
Number 26. Isn't that where the new mall is going to be built? A.
You will be going there this afternoon.
B.
I think you might be right.
C.
Yes, the mall is close to here.
Number 27. To whom should I be handing these receipts? A.
John will take them off your hands.
B.
She gave them to me today.
C.
To get a tax break.
Number 28.
What did you think of the movie we just saw?
A.
I'll see it this weekend.
B.
At the theater in the mall.
C.
It was very exciting.
Number 29. Do I have to deliver it in person? A.
No, you can mail it in instead.
B.
Yes, he works at the post office.
C.
On the first basement floor.
Number 30.
Should I schedule you for 2 this afternoon?
A.
Yes, I have a full schedule today.
B.
That would suit me fine.
C.
No, there will be 3 of us.
Number 31.
Please give me an answer as soon as you can.
A.
I will call you this afternoon.
B.
Sorry I am late.
C.
He will give it to me there.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between 2 or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken 1 time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Have you decided on whether you are going to apply for the job that's opened up in marketing?
I thought it over, and I don't think I am going to apply for it because the position doesn't pay as much as I had thought.
That's true, but there is a great chance for a quick promotion there. If I were you, I'd think it over again because in a couple of years, you'll be in a much better situation than you would have been if you had stayed here.
I think you have a point there. Maybe I should try to see if I can get the position first. After all, I might not even be considered for it.
Number 32. Who most likely are they? Number 33. Why is the man reluctant to transfer to another department? Number 34. What will the man probably do?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I have an appointment to meet with Mr. Ewing at 2. Where can I park?
I'm sorry, but our underground parking lot is under renovation at the moment. There is free parking 2 blocks north of here, but there is a good chance that it might be a full house today because of the art exhibit. Your best bet is to turn your car around and drive back down this street to the intersection. There is a pay lot there.
That's quite a distance to walk back here. Do you think I would get a ticket if I just parked somewhere along this street?
You can try, but I wouldn't if I were you. I saw a car being towed away a few days ago.
Number 35. Who is the woman? Number 36. What suggestion does the woman receive from the man?
Number 37. What does the man imply when he says, "You can try, but I wouldn't if I were you"?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Mercer. This is James Murdoch from Speedy Auto Mechanics. The work on your vehicle has been completed.
That's excellent news. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in meetings all day, so I can't pick it up until tomorrow.
If you give me your office address, I can have someone drop it off there.
Would you do that for me? I'd really appreciate it. I work at 983 Emerson Lane.
All right. Your car should be there in around an hour. I'll have the driver call you when he arrives.
Great. And if he can give me the bill then, I'd appreciate it.
Number 38. Why does the man call the woman? Number 39. What does the man offer to do? Number 40. What does the woman request?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. I am wondering if you carry men's shirts in extra large here. I've been looking through all the stores on this entire block for the last hour, but I haven't had any luck with finding anything that fits me properly.
You're in luck because we not only carry them, but we also have clothes that are fashionable for people who need large size clothing here in the back section of the store. Follow me, and I'm quite certain that you will be able to find something you'll like.
This is great. I am sure that many oversized people would find your store useful. It's not easy for us big people to find clothes that we like. Have you been in business for long?
Yes, we've been around for a couple of years now, and we have a steady stream of customers coming into the store regularly.
Number 41. What is the man doing? Number 42. Where will the man most likely go next? Number 43. What is special about this place? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Why didn't you take care of the electricity bill? I gave you my share of the bill and told you to pay it last Wednesday. We just got a second notice in the mail today.
You are kidding me. I was busy on the day you asked me because I had to run an important errand for my boss, so I just couldn't get to the bank on time. And then I completely forgot all about it on Thursday because of the seminar I had to attend. I only remembered it after lunch on Friday and went straight to the bank and paid it.
I guess they must have sent out the notice before you paid then. I'll call them and straighten this out.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it. I'll remember to take care of the bills early from now on.
Number 44. What is the man asking the woman about? Number 45. What will the man do? Number 46. When was the bill taken care of?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I can't believe how busy we've been. We've received so many orders in the past few days.
Because it's the holiday season, we probably won't get much of a break for the next couple of months.
Everyone has been at the office long after normal working hours have finished this week, so I've heard several complaints. Can't we hire any more workers?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure if that's possible. What do you think, Greg?
That's already been taken care of. You'll be training 15 temporary employees in your department tomorrow.
Wow! I'm impressed. I've never seen management work this fast before.
Number 47. Why have the speakers been very busy? Number 48. What are some employees unhappy about? Number 49. What does the man imply when he says, "That's already been taken care of"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
How did your team make out in the baseball tournament over the weekend?
You're not going to believe this, but we made it all the way to the finals by beating the marketing team and then played the sales team in the finals. You know, if it weren't for John, our best player, leaving the game because of a sprained ankle, we could have won the whole thing. By the way, why didn't you guys compete? We were expecting to play you guys.
Oh, our manager Susan is not a very big fan of baseball. She thinks that it's a waste of time spending our weekends playing sports.
You've got to be kidding. I can understand that she is not a big fan of baseball, but she should be thinking about the employees' morale. I don't know about you guys, but our guys are all pumped up after the weekend game. I guess some of the bosses don't feel that company spirit is all that important. Number 50. How far did the man's team go in the tournament?
Number 51. According to the woman, why didn't her team compete in the tournament?
Number 52. What does the man mention about some of the managers in the company? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
We seem to have already gone over our budget on travel expenses this quarter. Do you know the reason?
Well, the main reason is because the airline we deal with has raised their fares. On top of that, we had to change the hotel we use because many of our staff complained about being robbed during their trips. So we signed a contract with another chain, and they're a bit more expensive.
Well, we are going to have to do something to tighten up around here. Tell you what, from now on, I want you to make sure you allow only those staff members who must take trips to go on them. This way, we should be able to keep down the cost a bit.
Actually, we have been doing that, but it's hard to judge which trips should be allowed or not because everyone seems to have legitimate reasons for taking the trips. I think we need to find other ways to cut costs. I'm meeting with the other managers today. Why don't I bring up the issue at the meeting?
Number 53. According to the woman, why has the company gone over its travel expenses budget this quarter?
Number 54. What does the man suggest they do to solve the problem? Number 55. What does the woman say is the reason why the man's suggestion won't work? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
How is your newest employee working out?
Do you mean Ted? He's doing really well. Thanks so much for recommending him to me.
We both worked at Lensman Technology a couple of years ago, so I'm familiar with the quality of work he does.
He definitely works harder than anyone else in my department. In fact, he'll probably get a promotion pretty soon.
Already? That's rather fast, isn't it?
Somewhat, but he should be rewarded for doing such good work, and it might inspire the others in my department to try a bit harder as well. Number 56. Why does the man thank the woman? Number 57. How does the woman know Ted? Number 58. What does the man say about Ted?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, sir. How can I be of service to you today?
Hi, my name is John Smith, and I am here to check in. I made a reservation for a single room for 2 nights 3 days ago.
Ah, yes, Mr. Smith. We've been expecting you. I can see here that you requested a non-smoking room overlooking Lake Huron. You've also asked for your breakfast meal to be served in your room at 7 a.m. sharp, right?
Yes, that is correct. I have to make a presentation at a business seminar at 9, so I want to have some time to read over the materials beforehand.
Number 59. For how many nights will the man stay at the hotel? Number 60. What did the man request? Number 61. What will the man most likely be doing at 9 in the morning? Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Thank you for calling Wendigo Rental Cars. How may I be of assistance?
Hello, my name is Maurice Dumond. I made a reservation with the booking code 8570-49AA, but I'd like to change it.
Of course, Mr. Dumond. You're listed as having reserved a sedan from July 10th to 15th. What would you like to alter?
I need a larger vehicle that can fit 7 people, but I'm not permitted to spend more than $65 a day.
Good news. We have one type of vehicle that fits your request. Will you be picking it up at the airport?
That's correct. My flight's arriving at 10 a.m., so I'll probably get the car around noon. Number 62. Why did the man call the woman? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which vehicle will the man most likely to reserve? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man about? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and email inbox. Laurie, don't we have a meeting to attend at 3:30 p.m.?
You didn't read your email yet, Steve? We were all notified that it has been postponed until tomorrow because Mr. Whistler's flight was canceled this morning.
Oh, I haven't checked my inbox all day long.
You'd better take a look at it then. That email contains some important information relevant to the meeting.
Thanks for letting me know about that. You know, since we have some free time now, we ought to finish doing the employee evaluations.
I agree. I'll collect the files from my office and be back soon.
Number 65. What does the woman suggest about Mr. Whistler? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which person's email will the man most likely check next? Number 67. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and survey.
You look somewhat disappointed. Is there something wrong?
Baker Research sent us the results of the customer satisfaction survey we conducted last month. As you can see, the numbers are less than stellar.
Wow, we got low marks on nearly everything. I think we'd better review the information together.
I agree. But let's examine the top-rated one first to try to figure out what we're doing correctly.
That makes sense. Nobody's using the conference room, so we can discuss the matter in there.
Okay, let me grab a cup of coffee first. This is probably going to be a lengthy meeting. Number 68. Why is the man unhappy? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What will the speakers talk about first? Number 70. What will the man most likely do next?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Thank you for calling TC Telecom on this beautiful September Monday morning. Currently, all of our operators are busy with other calls. However, if you'd be kind enough to wait on the line, one of our operators will be with you very shortly. In the meantime, if you know the extension of the person you wish to contact, please press it on your phone now. If you are calling to check your account profile, please press 1. If you wish to delete or change your service, please press 2. If you would like to get in touch with our billing services, press 3. If this is a call that needs the attention of a customer service representative, please continue holding and talk to the operator. Thank you, and we hope you have a great day. Remember, we here at TC Telecom value every call.
Number 71. On which day does this message take place? Number 72. Why is the caller getting this message? Number 73. What should those who wish to make a change in their service do? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our special community event here on this Children's Day. As I look around, I cannot help but say how wonderful it is to see many children from our community holding the hands of their parents and grandparents. It provides me with great pleasure to see you all. Now, before we begin with the main attraction of the day, I'd like to remind all the parents that we will be holding classes every Thursday for those who wished to do a little extra for their children. As most of you, the parents, know and agree, it is vital that we instill in our children the special qualities each and every single one of them possesses. We as parents should help our children achieve their dreams and visions. And for this reason, we have set up special classes for the parents to learn how to bring out the best in their children. If any parents are interested, please talk to us today. Now, let's get back to today's agenda and bring out the person everyone here is waiting for. Would everyone give a big hand of applause for Teddy the Clown?
Number 74. Who would most likely be listening to this talk? Number 75. How often will the class mentioned be held? Number 76. What are those interested in the class asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following speech. That was Mr. Smith with his insightful information about the types of investments out on the market today. Now it is my pleasure to introduce the next speaker of the day, Mr. Sam Rowe. Mr. Rowe, who has been at the center of attention in the business world lately as the youngest person ever to become the chief executive officer at LiveTalk Communications, credits the teachings of his father, Mark Rowe, for success. According to Mr. Rowe, the work ethics and positive attitude displayed by his father during his childhood set the standards for the way he works today. He stresses the importance of our everyday attitude toward work and will give us some tips on how to make them become part of us. Anyway, at the age of 35, he is the youngest person ever to hold the head position at LiveTalk Communications. Here is Mr. Rowe. Number 77. What does the speaker mention is special about Mr. Rowe? Number 78. Who does Sam credit his success to? Number 79. What will Mr. Rowe talk about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
I'd like to thank the concerned citizens of Barry County for coming to today's Environmental Committee meeting. Like you, all council members here, including myself, take environmental safety seriously, which is why we have taken the time to arrange this public meeting and have also invited Gus Gian from the Ministry of Health to our meeting to answer any questions or to discuss further any concerns you may have. Gus, the Director of Public Environmental Health and Safety at the Ministry, has brought with him today a list of things people can do to lower the levels of risk of public environmental health. In recent times, the Ministry of Health has seen the status of the environment deteriorate, which in turn has had an adverse health effect on the citizens of Barry County. The item that is on the top of Gus's list is toxic sprays. More and more, people are using toxic sprays to paint their cars and homes. However, after the toxic spray cans are used, they are irresponsibly tossed into the garbage without undergoing separate detoxification measures before they are thrown out. Mr. Gian will now tell us more in detail about what we can do to help the environment.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 81. Who is Mr. Gian?
Number 82. What does the speaker imply when he says, the item that is on the top of Gus's list is toxic sprays?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Could I have your attention, everyone? An emergency situation has occurred on the 10th floor, and I ask everyone at this time to leave what you are doing and proceed toward the nearest exit out of the building. This situation does not pose any immediate danger, but as a safety precaution, we are asking everyone to evacuate the building. So, please do not panic, but walk calmly to the nearest staircase out of the building. Please do not take the elevators. Now, once you are outside, please make sure all the members of your department have arrived safely. If by any chance anyone is missing, please report the missing person to your immediate supervisors. Thank you, and we will let you know the progress of the situation as it occurs.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 84. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 85. When should a listener talk to the boss? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Home Furnishings is celebrating its 25th year in business with sales on all items throughout the store. Starting from today, lasting until Sunday, we are slashing prices on carpets, beds, tables, drapes, and just about everything that you would find in your home. With up to 50% off the regular prices, you won't want to miss this opportunity of a lifetime. So, if you are in the market for home furnishing items, don't miss our sale of a lifetime. We are located on 35 Main Street. We are open from 8 to 7 on weekdays and 9 to 6 on weekends.
Number 86. What is the store celebrating? Number 87. When does the sale begin? Number 88. When does the store open this Saturday? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention everyone, the parking lot on the west side of our building will be closed starting from this Friday, January 25th, until March 15th due to construction. Therefore, those employees who enter the building from Midland Avenue must use the south entrance from Jane Street. Also, we ask everyone to please park your cars in our underground garage to allow our customers access to the parking spots on the ground floor. I know this will cause some inconvenience to our salespeople who come in and out of our building throughout the day. However, we do ask you to bear with this situation until the construction comes to its completion. Also, we'd like to make a suggestion for those employees who live near the office to leave their cars at home and take public transportation to work. One other option is to start carpooling. Anyway, think about it, and if you have any great ideas, please go and speak with our receptionist, Janice, anytime.
Number 89. When will the construction start? Number 90. According to the speaker, who will be mostly affected by the construction? Number 91. Which of the following is not mentioned by the speaker? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? This announcement is for all passengers waiting for flight 705, scheduled to depart for London at 2 o'clock. We have just been informed by Heathrow Airport that airplanes are being suspended for travelling to and from the airport due to heavy fog passing through the region, and planes that are scheduled for arrival are being rerouted to other nearby airports. This unfortunately will also delay our flight scheduled to take off for London until further notice. In the meantime, the passengers that are affected are asked to take advantage of the refreshments we have set up in the lounge on the second floor. Please show your ticket to the lounge attendant as you enter. For further announcements regarding the Heathrow situation, please check with the bulletin board displays set up throughout the terminal. Thank you for your kind understanding.
Number 92. What is causing the flight delays at Heathrow Airport? Number 93. When was the flight originally scheduled for takeoff? Number 94. What is being offered to the passengers at the second floor lounge? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following advertisement and menu. The Brandywine Cafe is pleased to announce that the renovations on the building are complete, so we'll be reopening for business this Saturday. All weekend long, if you buy any type of beverage, you'll get a free snack of your choice. So come to the corner of Madison Road and Lancaster Street and check out the new and improved Brandywine Cafe. We've even added fruit drinks to our menu since summer is rapidly approaching. Cool off by ordering a strawberry smoothie or other similar drink. You can enjoy your drink at a table on the outdoor patio we added on the second floor. Our hours are from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Number 95. Why was the Brandywine Cafe closed? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What is the price of the newest item on the menu? Number 97. What feature on the second floor is mentioned? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and inventory.
Hi, Blaine. This is Samantha. I just received word that we've hired some new employees, so we need to prepare uniforms for each of them. As you know, the uniform consists of a shirt, a jacket, a pair of pants, and a pair of shoes. We've got 8 employees who will be starting next week. Please check to make sure that we have enough of each item. If we don't, go ahead and order whatever we need from our regular supplier. Then, have the items delivered to me no later than Monday morning. If you've got any questions, please let me know.
Number 98. What did the speaker's company recently do? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which item should Blaine order more of? Number 100. What does the speaker request Blaine to do by Monday?
This is the end of the listening test. We'll be right back.